What motivated you to begin this nonprofit organization?
Well, I actually was sitting at home one day flipping through a magazine, and I came across a nonprofit that does something very similar. They have a prom dress program, but it's a little bit more based in a sort of a fairy tale like. All the names are Cinderella based or glass slipper based, and I wanted something a little bit different. And so I wanted a program that would empower young ladies and have a more modern icon. So I talked to a girlfriend of mine and my sisters, and we started the organization and used Athena as the role model to teach girls that they can empower themselves. And the twist to our program is that in order to get a prom dress, they have to do 3 hours of community service. And so there's give back in the idea of earning and the idea of, you know, being able to do something for yourself.
Well, let's talk about how the organization operates. Do you have mentors or volunteers who work with girls?
Yes, we're actually an all-volunteer organization. Nobody gets paid. We have a 6-woman board right now, and since we don't have any staff, the board ends up taking a lot of the responsibility. So the board works directly with the girls as well as volunteers. And we have several programs going on. So the first one is the prom program, and we rely on volunteers to help the girls pick out a dress. We basically come to their school with dresses that we've collected, and each girl is matched up with a volunteer, and she gets her own special kind of dress day. We dry clean the dress, and the girls do 3 hours of community service with us at Project Open Hand. So they spend 3 hours in the kitchen packaging some meals. Our other program, which we started after the prom program, we just spent a lot of time with these girls, and we noticed that they started asking us questions about college, and they had a lot of problems with their relationships, and we overheard conversations, and they were coming to us with questions and wanting to develop a relationship with us. So we thought we would take the program to a next level, and we rolled out a series of life skills workshops based on what we learned from the girls and what the issues were in their community. So we went into Cross Keys High School, and we started a live series workshop program called Be Awesome, Be Aware. And we have speakers come in, and they come in and teach the girls about relevant topics. So we have exercise, self-esteem, teenage pregnancy prevention, domestic violence, issues that are relevant to their community and things that are going on in their lives. And that's probably my favorite part of the organization.
Tell me about the girls that you reach out to. How do you identify them, and who are they?
Well, we work with 3 high schools. We work with Grady High School, Maynard Jackson, and Cross Keys High School. And we work the most closely with Cross Keys. Cross Keys is a very diverse high school, and they have a very large immigrant population. And so most of the girls that we work with at Cross Keys are senior high school girls, and they are from immigrant families, and some of them are immigrants themselves. And so they face a lot of different issues that I can relate to, and then issues that are not necessarily familiar to me as well. So culturally, it's pretty eye-opening to see what kinds of things they face, because some of our girls weren't even documented. So they never had, you know, any plans to go to college, and a lot of the girls end up going back to their home country. And teenage pregnancy is a big problem culturally as well.
Does the high school identify the girls that might be in need of your services?
Well, we only work with Title I high schools, and we take a look at things like reduced lunches and poverty levels within the high school. And we rely on the teachers and the guidance counselors to help us identify the girls. We don't pick the girls directly. The school actually finds them for us.
And your volunteers, your mentors, do they have to go through any training of any kind?
No, they don't, because the workshops are actually conducted by professionals who donate their time. So we have a detective from DeKalb County, and we have a dance instructor from Dance 101 Studio. So all those professionals are already trained in those areas, and they come in and work with the girls. And then the volunteers are not trained. They just work with the girls through the prom program.
And how many girls are you working with now?
Typically, we serve about 50 girls every year through the prom program, and then another 25 girls through the workshops. And we're looking to expand the workshops, but we just haven't gotten to that step yet.
This spring, you're sponsoring the prom project again.
Yes.
Can you tell me what's involved with that?
Well, this month we're going to Project Open Hand. We have Open Hand all day on a Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we're transporting the girls to the organization, and we have volunteers working with them as well. They're going to be packaging a portion of the meals throughout the day. So each girl signs up for a shift, and then once they get that service done, they'll sign up for their dress day. So we go to Cross Keys in March, and we set up all the dresses, and each girl signs up for an appointment, and then the volunteer comes in and works with the girls.
And where do the dresses come from? Are they donated?
They're all donated, and they're all in my house. So I haven't had a second bedroom for quite some time.
So you provide dresses for free to all these students.
Yes.
And in return, they do the community service work.
Yes.
And they go to their own school's prom, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Well, as a volunteer organization, where does your funding come from? Where does your money come from? How do you operate?
We rely on individual donations, and we have a lot of support from small businesses. We also have our biggest fundraiser every year, which is an annual adult prom.
Oh, another prom?
Yes, for grown-ups.
are the prom dresses donated for that, too? No.
No.
Okay. So you've been in operation for 2 or 3 years now, is that correct?
This is our third fiscal year.
Third year. So where do you see Athena's Warehouse, say, 5 years down the road?
Well, we really would like to expand, but I think we're in a little bit of a position where we can run the organization as we've been running it for, well, indefinitely. In order to expand, I think there needs to be probably a personal commitment on my part to really focus on this 100%. I have so many things going on right now, so it's hard to say whether or not we're going to take it to the next level or we're going to continue to run as we have been. But ideally, I would love to expand, serve more schools, and specifically bring the workshops to schools. Through the workshop programs, we've seen a lot of impact, a lot of direct impact that happens almost immediately. One of our workshops, which focus on domestic violence and stalking, after the workshop, the girls were coming up to the detective and asking us questions about whether or not we felt like they were in a dangerous situation and how to get specific people in their lives some help. And at the end of the workshop program, they apply for a scholarship. And reading over those essays, it was very eye-opening to see the effect that these workshops had on them. Four of those essays, they talked directly about having a stalker and ending that relationship with a stalker and not even realizing they were being stalked, and or having a parent in an abusive relationship or a friend in an abusive relationship and reaching out to the resources that we provided them to take some action. So seeing and reading about that kind of impact really is inspiring, and it's the type of thing that makes me want to keep going on and on and on.
Well, if people want to get involved or to find out more information, what's the best way to get a hold of the organization?
They can go to our website, which is www.athenaswarehouse.org, and they can learn more about the organization. There are multiple volunteer opportunities throughout the year, specifically right now because we're about to hit our busy season. And they can also support us by either making a donation or attending our fundraiser, which is April 27th at Suture Lounge.
Bea Nguyen is the founder and president of Athena's Warehouse. Bea, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.